And as always on this Tuesday, we visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Are you still snacking on your Halloween candy?
Oh, it's been horrible. Absolutely horrible. You know, I mean, for a while there, I had E. coli a couple years ago. I'm not sure how I got it, but afterwards I couldn't eat chocolate. Well, I still wish I had that affliction because, let's just say I've gotten over it. And, you know, really, our numbers were down with how many kids that we had at our house.
Oh, okay.
And that's not a good thing because I think I need to buy candy I don't like. That's what I need to do.
Yep.
How about you?
Yeah, we had about 40 people at kids at our house. That's about average. So, but more the less kids come to our house, that means the more candy for me. See, that's how that works.
I know, but I'm trying to. I don't want to eat it, but it's been terrible.
Yeah,
just terrible.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Well, you know, I love Milky Way bars.
Oh, yeah.
I like Snickers.
Yep.
I love those $1 million bars or something, millionaire. I'm not sure what they're called.
Yep.
$100,000 bars or something. Yeah.
I like forget the name of it now, Honey-O.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called. Anyway, that's good,
too.
All right, well, we got Halloween in the past now, and we're looking forward to the holidays coming up and Thanksgiving, and I know you're busy at the Appleton Library, Cindy.
Well, we've got quite a few things going on, of course. In fact, tonight we have Scarecrow Preschool Storytime at 5:30 p.m. Lots of fun activities planned and everything. It should be a really good time, so make sure you join us at 5:30 on Wednesday. We've got a take and make that's after school, and it's the coolest thing ever. It's candy corn made out of some beads and all sorts of cool stuff, and they're going to go fast. So make sure that you stop in after school and pick one up for your littles anyway.
I love
or
candy
for
corn.
School age. Oh, me too. Do you know that candy corn is almost like
a fruit?
Butterfinger? Oh, yeah, it's like a fruit. Oh, I love it. Oh, for fun. You're super
It's like
funny.
A what? A Butterfinger?
Yeah, it's like a Butterfinger candy bar. If you melted it, it almost becomes a Butterfinger bar.
Oh, didn't know that.
I know. All the useless information I have in this head of mine. too funny.
Yep.
And then we are closed on Monday for Veterans Day. Tuesday of next week, we have an adult class, Fresh Live Green Swag, but it is full, and we have about 10 people on the wait list, so it's a popular thing. On Wednesday the 13th, we've got board games after school, and the 14th, I'm so looking forward to, we have author and television writer Matt Goldman here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on next Thursday, the 14th. So you're going to want to plan to join us because, I mean, how cool is it? He wrote episodes for Seinfeld. How could you not want to talk to him?
Wow. He must be a comedian then.
I guess we'll have to see, you know, because he writes like murder mystery suspense books and, a little bit of everything. I'm kind of excited to meet him, so it should be a good time.
So when is he going to be at the Appleton Library?
He will be here on the 14th of November, which is a Thursday, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So you should plan on making a sales or meeting or something over here.
Yeah, I'll have to join us.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
We've got bingo and prizes on the 20th for the kids. Laura Thomas will be here from Prairie 5 on the 21st. She's usually here on a Thursday, I think it's the third Thursday of the month from 10 to 2. Our book club, we're reading To Banish Forever. Lego club will be on the 27th, and of course will be closed on the 28th for Thanksgiving, which, yes, we're doing the community dinner again.
Yeah, I saw that. Tell us, about that?
Well, as we get closer, because I don't want people to call and make reservations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you do that every year, though.
Yes, we do. We really do. And so, you know, keep looking forward to it and for more information.
Mm-hmm. All right. So should we move into what are people reading?
Perfect.
What are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a lot of new nonfiction to talk about. Alex Van Halen has written a book called Brothers.
Mm.
And yes, the drummer of the iconic rock band Van Halen shares stories about his partnership in life and music with his late brother Edward. Also, Patriot by Alexei Navalny. It's a posthumously published memoir of the late Russian political opposition leader and political prisoner who began writing this after his near-fatal poisoning in 2020.
Okay.
So a couple of really good ones. Excuse me. Dinner for Vampires by Bethany Joy Lentz is the actress known for her role on One Tree Hill, describes her time in a cult and how she stepped away from it.
Mm.
So, yeah, something really interesting. New in fiction is In Too Deep by Lee Child and Andrew Child. It's the 29th Jack Reacher book, and we have people who just are waiting for this book to come out, and it is now finally out, so...
Okay.
Make sure you give us a call, and we'll get you on the list for it.
Yeah.
And everything. Hmm?
October. And then, October is always the busy book release, isn't it?
It really is. But, you know, this just came out now in November, so...
Oh, sorry. You know. It's November now. Excuse me.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It is November now. It's not October anymore. Sorry.
No. It's too super funny, though.
Yep.
And then... yeah, and then I'm trying to see if there's one more. Memorials by Richard Chismar is in 1983. Three college students embark on a road trip for a class assignment and came across disturbing occurrences, and this book is about them. So
okay.
It's kind of a good lead-up
for
a want-to-read. So, yeah, lots of new things out. We always have new things. Or we've got book recommendations for you if you're looking for something. And, of course, we always have lots of activities happening here at the Appleton Public Library.
That's right. You do a newsletter. You're on Facebook. You have a website. Tell us all about that, Cindy.
Yeah. I mean, we try to do the best that we can with all forms of media. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. We have a website with a listing of all the things that we have happening and going on, as well as links to our catalog of books that you can order online. We have digital books that you can get, as well as digital magazines with your library card. I also write a weekly column for the Appleton Press, and so you can read that if you're interested.
I read it every week.
Well, great. And then the monthly newsletter. We subscribe to Book Pages Magazine, which is a magazine about books that are coming out, and we always have free copies of it here for people. I tell you, we're just always doing something, and we love suggestions if you've got new ideas that you'd like us to consider. So,
All right. So how can people contact you, Cindy?
They can call us at 320-289-1681. They can stop in and visit us at 50 East Rooney Avenue. In Appleton. They can message us on Facebook or contact us through our email that is listed on our website.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you for the chat today, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. You have a great week.
All right. You too, Cindy. Thank you. Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.